This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday. Tim, Ed, and JJ, thanks for listening to AFR on this Friday the 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th, September the 13th, 2024.
I'm right on it.
Okay. 20. You get down life's road a little bit. You don't want to hear those years roll on.
No,
do you?
You don't want to.
The other day we're talking about 9/11. I'm going, that's been 20.
That's 23 years ago.
23 years ago. It does seem like it was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
My daughter is a teacher / missionary in Africa, and everybody was talking about where they were and all this 9/11. She said, I wasn't born yet. And their jaw dropped. They just like, she's the only teacher there that doesn't remember, and she wasn't even born. Yeah. You're like, wow.
I know.
You ask them, do you remember where you were when 9/11 happened? Well, I wasn't born.
I wasn't born, so no. That's it. All right, repeat our questions, and let's get back to the phones.
All right.
First-time callers.
I have two questions remaining. Counting probes and other unmanned spacecraft, how many planets have human beings landed on, not counting Earth?
Human beings.
Okay. Yeah. And the second question I have remaining is this. Sharks fall into what class of animal, mammal or fish? Are sharks mammals or fish?
And that's usually not the question you're asking.
No, that's right. I'm not asking that.
You see a shark, you don't, huh? I wonder if that's a mammal or a fish.
Let me get up a little closer and take a closer look.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit like, I'd be wondering, is this a porpoise? Is this a dolphin or a shark coming towards this catamaran I'm on?
You're trying to figure out what that dorsal is.
Yeah, but that you don't really want to see. You don't want to do that. All right, my turn?
Yes.
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Where in the Bible does it say, for they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind? Second question, this is true or false. In the Star Wars movie, James Earl Jones, as Darth Vader, said, Luke, I am your father. Is that true or false? Third question, I'll add one. What is the name of Dr. Seuss's egg-hatching elephant? What is the name of Dr. Seuss's egg-hatching elephant?
All right, my two questions that remain are as follows. What is the main ingredient in most bricks? It's not sand. Sand was guessed. That is a ingredient in bricks, but not the main ingredient. Number two, there are four time zones in the continental United States. Name them and don't use slang. I want the proper name for the time zones, the four time zones in the continental U.S. All right, let's go back to the phone.
All right, Texas has been big today. Texas, Wendy is in Texas. Everyone knows
Hello?
It's Wendy. Wendy, good morning. Well, I guess good morning for you. Welcome to Trivia Friday,
morning.
Wendy. Yes, good morning.
I'm so excited. This is wonderful.
Well, thanks for calling. Where do you live there, Wendy?
I live in Jacksonville, which is in deep east Texas. It's about 30 miles south of Tyler. I've heard you guys talk about Tyler before.
Uh-huh. Tyler. Yeah, absolutely. You're in the pine trees where you are.
I am. Yep. I am. Yep.
Well, how long have you been listening to
that? Oh, goodness. As long as y'all been available down here. I'm a delivery driver, and when I'm working, I drive 6 to 8 hours a day. I have y'all on all day long.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Nice. Now, when you say the name of your town, do you have to, as soon as you say it, say not Florida? Is that the way you say where you live?
There's also, I think, in North Carolina, Jacksonville, North Carolina.
There is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then what is it north of Little Rock? Is it Jackson? Is that call?
Are you thinking Jackson sure Hole? They go there and ski all the time.
In Little Rock? North of Little Rock?
No.
Yeah. Wyoming.
That's wild.
Anyway, well, Wendy, thanks for listening and calling. And do you want to answer, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Okay. Which question do you want to answer?
The main ingredient in bricks.
All right. What is the main ingredient in most bricks, Wendy?
I think it's clay.
Clay.
Nicely done.
Absolutely.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they bake it. It's clay, and they bake it. Huh. They've been doing that since the Israelites were slaves in Egypt. And
wow.
Getting straw and clay and baking bricks.
How did you know that, Kilns?
That's one of those useless facts that you kind of keep in the back of your head.
Yeah.
We all have too many of those.
So, but that's, when I looked it up, I didn't know either. I was thinking sand, but clay is actually the main ingredient.
My husband was big into all those. He'd watch all that stuff, all the trivia. And so I have lots of those little things dancing around in my head.
I got you. Well, hey, came in helpful today.
That's right.
That's why we can't remember phone numbers and stuff like that, Wendy's. We've got all those useless facts taking up space on the hard drive.
JJ, where did
That's right, but it comes in handy.
Yes. Just quickly, JJ, are we talking about just get the clay out of the side of the hill?
Yeah, clay out of the side of the hill, put it in a form, just like making pottery or whatever, put it in a kiln, K-I-L-N. The brick capital of the United States used to be Malvern, Arkansas, brick kilns everywhere. But then they heat it up, and I don't know if they have to do it a couple of times, but that clay just gets hard, and there you have your bricks.
They add color at some point.
Probably, different.
Well, the other ingredients in bricks, including clay, is sand, lime, concrete, and something called fly ash.
Yeah, and in lime, a lot of times in Texas, you have a real adobe slash type of hybrid between a brick and a block. Beautiful. Uh-huh. It's kind of a yellow limestone.
I've got a poster in my office of that.
Yeah.
I've got a what you're describing.
Right. And a little fun fact, Wendy, I've laid thousands and thousands and thousands of bricks because you get paid by the thousand. Brick,
really?
Brick, block, and stone. One of the few jobs that you can't just be tired or have an off day or be having a Monday because you have to touch every single one. You get paid by the block, and then you get paid by the thousands of bricks.
Wow.
How many? You try to lay a thousand.
All right, Wendy, we're ready. Go ahead.
Okay, y'all might have had this before. What is the national animal of Scotland?
It is the unicorn,
yes.
Wendy.
Oh, yeah. I thought y'all had that one.
Way to go, JJ.
That's all right.
I'm right there with Wendy. I got a lot of things useless rattling around in my head.
Is a unicorn.
I thought that was crazy.
Yeah. So unicorn, has that ever been considered anywhere in the world in history a real?
Here's the deal. If you're in Scotland, you ain't got no trouble with men wearing dresses, plaid dresses, and drinking a lot of straight whiskey. You'll see a unicorn every now and again. And that bagpipe music, a long bunch of that, it'll kind of get you going a little sideways. It'll get you a little,
your brain.
Little bit crazy, a steady diet of bagpipe music.
I don't think in the modern world anyone considers unicorns to be real, but maybe in the dark ages or something like that, they might have, the same people who saw, fairies and.
Yeah.
Well, here's your thing. You just said modern world. You notice when we all got cell phones, you stopped seeing Loch Ness Monster and UFO
and
sightings. Yeah.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yes.
Take
have a great
care.
Day,
Thanks
Wendy.
For listening and listening to AFR throughout your day. So the so that question has been answered. Clay is
clay.
The main ingredient in bricks. All right, go ahead, Ed.
All right, back to Arkansas, and Cherry is on the line. Cherry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey.
Is it Cherry or Sherry?
It's actually Cherie.
Cherie, okay. Okay, sorry about that. I fouled off two pitches. So, all right, Cherie. A very lovely name. Yes. Where do you live in Arkansas?
I live in Pleasant Plains.
Okay.
In where?
Pleasant Plains.
Pleasant Plains.
That
it's in
like
between
a nice place.
Batesville and Bald Knob.
Oh, it's in between Batesville and Bald Knob?
Yes,
like,
sir.
Like 50, like halfway?
Yeah, about halfway.
Hey, Cherie, I'm going to be in Batesville at the Pregnancy Center for a banquet in October, here in just about 3 weeks. So if you're nearby, you're invited. Batesville, Arkansas.
And you get a chance. Now, you don't want to miss a chance to hear JJ. He's extremely funny. You probably wouldn't recognize that by listening to him on this show, but ordinarily he's very funny.
Yeah. And we love his dad jokes.
And his dad jokes. He's famous for them. But he's also a very inspirational speaker and an excellent Bible teacher, too. So,
thank you for that plug. In a rare move, Melanie's going to be with me.
Good.
So you'll get a chance to meet my sweet wife, Melanie, Batesville, Arkansas, in about 3 weeks. I don't have the date in front of me.
Okay.
And so what's the name of the...
It's Batesville, Arkansas. It's the pregnancy center there, okay. And it's going to be a banquet. I'm so excited about it.
All right, Cherie, ask, answer, or do both?
I was just going to answer.
Okay, which one?
I was going to do the Star Wars one.
Oh, here we go. All right, this is a bit of a trick question. So here's the question.
Oh, okay.
Star Wars movie, did James Earl Jones, as the voice of Darth Vader, say, "Luke, I am your father"? Is that true or false?
If I can remember correctly, I'm going to say it's false.
It is 100% false.
It is.
Here's what he said. He said, no. No, I am your father. He was talking to Luke, but he said, no, I am your father. And people have misquoted it for so many years. And there, the thing about if you tell a lie so many times, people go, I know it's a fact. Everybody that quotes it says, Luke, I am your father. He didn't say that in the movie. He said, no, I am your father. And here's another one to add to that. Bogart never actually said, play it again, Sam. He did not say that.
He said, play it again.
He said, right? Play it, Sam.
Oh, play it, Sam.
It's kind of, they call it the Mandela effect.
What is that?
That's where people, they go, wait a second. No, I know that's what Darth Vader said, but the wrong thing has been drilled in for so long.
That's right.
They actually have it wrong.
So you got it correct. He said, no.
Cherie got it correct.
Yeah, Cherie. No, I am your father. So way to go, Cherie. Did you know that, or had you heard that's one of those things like it's not in the Bible, God helps those who help themselves. It's just one of those things we've heard so long.
No, I knew it because I have a brother who is a fan of Star Wars. So,
okay, so like Star Wars Day, he dresses up. Right?
Well, he's not that big. Like, he's not that crazy fan.
Okay. I thought she was going to say, no, he's dressed up right now. As us.
Right, anticipating Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
All right, Cherie.
May the 4th.
You didn't have a question for us, did you, Cherie?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay.
Hey, Cherie, go to jjjasper.com, get the info. Seriously, I'd love to see you bring some friends to that banquet here in just a few weeks in early October.
Okay, we got like 11,
thank you, Cherie.
11 minutes, so repeat your questions.
All right, I still have two remaining. The first one is, counting probes and other unmanned spacecraft, how many planets have human beings landed on, not counting Earth? And then my other question is, sharks fall into what class of animal? Are they mammals or fish?
Here's what I've got, Bible question. Where in the Bible does it say, for they have sown the wind and they shall reap the whirlwind? Where does it say in the Bible, for they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind? Mm-hmm. And then second question, what is the name of Dr. Seuss's egg-hatching elephant? What is the name of Dr. Seuss's egg-hatching elephant?
An egg-hatching elephant.
Egg-hatching elephant. Yeah, that's the kind
He's
of
having
zoo.
An off day right there.
Well, you want to go to the zoo, and that's the first thing, you know, because you get tired towards the end of it.
Yeah.
You don't want to go home and go, I wish I'd seen that egg-hatching elephant.
An elephant laying.
So make sure and go to that exhibit first.
All right, my question is this. There are four time zones in the continental United States. I want you to name them and name them with their proper names, not slang. Okay, all right, go ahead, Ed, back to the phones.
All right, we're going to go to Pennsylvania, and Donald is on the line. Donald, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. First time caller.
Yeah, well, good to hear from you, Donald.
Thank you.
You live in Franklin or Oil City or where do you live?
Somerset County, Berlin, PA.
Okay. But that's north of Pittsburgh.
About 5 miles from where the airplane went down in Shanksville.
Okay. All right. Well, Donald, thanks for calling, my friend. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both. And before I answer both, I would like to make a correction. About 2 weeks ago, you had some old gentleman called, did both questions. And the one was about a cow with the magnet being in the stomach. And you weren't sure about that. That's a very true statement.
Yeah, we came back and corrected that because we heard from people that they do put a magnet in a cow's stomach to collect little bits of nails and things they might have eaten in the pasture. Oh, yeah, you guys weren't here. We had I think Kendra and Brother Bert were here. Somebody said you put a magnet down a cow's throat and it collects all the little bits of metal that they just have accidentally.
And you take it all back out.
And I thought there was somebody was – I told guy, somebody's pranking you, and we had four or five callers quickly said, no, it's a real thing.
Oh, I'm not generally a PETA supporter. But I'm going to go with them on this one. Ramming a magnet down a cow's throat? Huh?
There's actually an intern position available. Veterinarian.
I don't want to eat that steak. Do you? Bring your steak at Outback and you got a little piece of magnet in there?
Well, but...
Don't tell me that couldn't happen.
It'd be better than a nail. So,
Marlene, get in here. I know it's Friday the 13th, but let me tell you what crazy things happen. I got this steak cooked up, and the salt shaker keeps moving over here towards it. I ain't never seen nothing like this in my life.
All right.
Hey, thanks for the correction, but we did come back and correct that.
Yeah.
I missed last Friday, so I didn't know if it was made or not. Because I was one of them that called in and left a message.
Good. Yeah. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
I'll do the shark.
All right, here's the question, Donald. Sharks fall into what class of animal? Are they mammal or fish?
Mammal.
No, sir, they are fish. I know a lot of people think they're mammals because of porpoises and dolphins, but they are fish.
What makes a difference?
Well, mammals are warm-blooded. Fish aren't.
Give birth to a baby and not an egg.
Yeah, there's some other
differences.
I'll tell you another, the B-side to that question is they put a magnet down a shark's throat whenever they eat bits and pieces, like if, you know, somebody's watch or different things, you know, when they're kind of going along with their diet, they don't want that to harm the
shark. Open his mouth, Bill.
No, it's not Bill. It's a guy on Mutual of Omaha.
Yes.
Out there in a rubber dinghy.
Hold that shark's mouth open.
Jim, reach down in
Marlon Perkins.
Place that magnet down
Marlon
in the shark.
Marlon Perkins, Mutual of Omaha. Jim is going to put a magnet down the shark's mouth. Go, Jim, go.
Hell, Jim went, all right.
All right, hey, Donald, hey, it's good try. It's a little bit tricky.
What's your question for us, Donald?
What is the highest peak in Somerset County?
Oh, everybody knows that.
Mm-mm. The highest peak? Pikes is taken, right?
Yeah.
And the Himalayas, they're a little bit over from there.
Yes.
Hey, Donald, we could guess 100 years. All three of us.
Mount Davis. It's like at 3,300 feet elevation.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Are you near Franklin or Oil City? Or are you somewhere else?
I'm in somewhere else. Have you heard of Snyder's of Berlin potato chips?
I've heard of it, but what I'm asking, so you're in central Pennsylvania?
I'm probably 60 miles from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. I have heard of those potato chips. Haven't had them, but I've you know, traveled around, heard of them. All right, thank you, Brother Donald.
Thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Donald from Pennsylvania. Go ahead next. Who's next?
All right, back to Texas, and Bill is on the line. Bill, welcome to Trivia Friday, sir.
Howdy.
Howdy, Bill. I like that.
I'll do both.
Okay. Hey, Bill, what part of Texas?
Yeah.
I'm from Hooks, Texas. It's on 30 in Bowie County, northeast Texas, about 13 miles from Texarkana.
Okay. Hey, if you got any friends north of Dallas, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, I'm going to be in Bonham, Texas, Fannin Pregnancy Center, New Life Cottage, multi-purpose center there, and for a pregnancy resource center banquet. If you know any, have any friends over there, let them know they're invited.
My daughter lives in North Fort Worth, almost to Denton County.
Okay, good. Well, that's it's a ticketed event, and it's a week from tomorrow. Hey, ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I'll do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The time zone.
Okay, Bill, yeah, here's the question. The continental United States has four time zones. Name them with their proper titles. The proper names.
Okay. Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific.
Yep. You got it. You got it, Bill.
What's the Absolutely. Slang?
Yeah. Huh? What was the slang?
Well, a lot of people, say? For example, will say West Coast time.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, they'll say New York time, East Coast time.
Okay.
So Bill got it right. It's Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific time zones.
Good.
Yeah.
I was glad he was very specific about giving us that last one.
Hey, Bill, what's your question for us?
Okay. It's kind of a two-part. There's two self-contained black powder center fire cartridges the U.S. Army adopted in 1873, one for a handgun, one for a long gun. Do you know what those are? They both have made a successful transition to smokeless powder.
Yeah.
Boy,
you got smokeless tobacco.
Jonathan Coker, who is our
he might know.
He would know. Yeah, he has.
Get him in here.
Hey, we're almost out of time.
What's the answer? We don't know.
Okay, for the cartridge, for the handgun, it's the 45. And some people today's language call it 45 long Colt.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the long gun cartridge, it's the 45-70 government. And people take it in lever action rifles to Africa and kill anything that walks the planet with heavy loads of and heavy bullets, heavy hard bullets, kind of load that kills on both ends, you might say.
Hey, Bill, thanks for that info.
We are out of time. Sorry to rush that. I had questions about hunting lions and elephants, but we've got to get our answers.
45-70 government, that's what Peyton Manning used to yell out.
And he said, right after Omaha.
Omaha.
All right, counting probes and other unmanned spacecraft, human beings, not counting Earth, have landed on Mars and Venus. Two planets.
Where in the Bible does it say, for they've sown the wind?
I'm going to guess Amos.
And they shall reap the whirlwind. It's Hosea.
Okay.
Hosea 8, 7. And and that was the mystery question. Name of Dr. Seuss's egg-hatching elephant? Horton.
Horton.
Horton the elephant.
Horton hears a who.
Yeah, there you go.
You got anything left, Jim?
Nope. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. And we'll see you back here on Monday.